Let us pray. May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be now and always acceptable to thee, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
As you may have noticed, today, on this fourth Sunday of Lent, pardon me, on this fourth Sunday of Easter, the 25th of April, which also happens to be St. Mark's Day, the writer of the first gospel, and that's why I've got my red stole on. It's also a day on which we are remembering George, our patron saint. And his special day in the calendar of saints was on Friday, April the 23rd. So as you can see, there's a lot being remembered and celebrated on this particular Sunday. The resurrection of our Lord, the gospel written by St. Mark, and our patron saint, St. George. The legend of St. George tells of a poison-breathing monster terrorizing a kingdom. And to keep it away, two sheep were offered every day. Sheep became scarce. There weren't very many in that flock by the time a few days and months had gone by. The king and the people decided to select by lot a person who each day to take the sheep's place. That is, until the king's daughter was chosen. He tried unsuccessfully to intervene and to gain her freedom. He was not happy. The maiden, attired in her wedding robes, was taken to the monster's cave. As they arrived, a soldier was passing by. His name was George. He was a Christian soldier in the Roman army. And he asked if he might intervene in this moment. And he did battle with the dragon and speared it with his lance. Then the princess tied her girdle around the neck of the dragon and led the monster with George beside her toward the frightened people. "Fear not," said George. "Only believe in Jesus Christ and be baptized, and I will rid you of this monster." King and people agreed. George killed the dragon. Everyone was baptized, including 15,000 men. George accepted no reward, but asked the king to care for Christians and show the poor compassion. So ends the legend of St. George and the dragon. The only factual information we have about George is that in 303, Christians were persecuted by the Roman Empire. And George, who was serving as a Roman soldier in Palestine, became a martyr for his faith in Christ Jesus. George has become the patron saint of soldiers, knights, archers, armorers, and farmers. He was also invoked against the plague and leprosy. Our patron saint has been the patron saint of England since the reign of King Edward III. And today, we give thanks for St. George, a faithful follower of Jesus Christ. To be the disciple, the follower of Christ Jesus, is not guaranteed to be a hassle-free walk. Jesus plainly tells his disciples that if they want to be his followers, they must put aside selfish ambition, shoulder their own cross, and follow him. We heard that in the reading from Mark's Gospel this morning. What Jesus expected of his followers, he expected of himself. Whatever he asked others to do, he did so himself first. Whenever Jesus spoke to his disciples about what would happen in the days ahead, he spoke the truth. He did not hide the challenges and hardships which they would face if they chose to be his faithful follower. The reading from Acts this morning tells us what happened to Peter and John some days after the coming of the Holy Spirit on the disciples on the day of Pentecost. Let me remind you of the backstory to today's reading. One afternoon, about 3 o'clock, Peter and John went to the temple in Jerusalem to take part in the afternoon prayers, as was expected of all devout Jews and Gentiles. They saw a man who had been lame for 40 years being carried into the temple courtyard, so that he could sit by the gate Beautiful and beg for alms from the people going in. When the man asked Peter and John for money, they looked at him. And Peter said, "Look at us." The lame man did so eagerly, expecting to receive a real big gift. But Peter said, "I don't have any money, nothing in my pocket for you, but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk." Then taking the lame man by the right hand, he helped him up. And as he did so, the bones in the man's ankles and feet were healed and strengthened. He was able to stand and to walk. Walking, leaping, and praising God, he went into the temple with Peter and John. The people in the temple were astounded. The lame man they had seen sitting for many years at the temple gate was healed. Word spread like wildfire through the temple, and the crowd rushed out to Solomon's colonnade, where the lame man who had been healed was holding tightly to Peter and John. Everyone stood there staring at them, filled with awe. Realizing that he had the crowd's full attention, Peter seized the opportunity and gave his witness to Jesus, who had been crucified and 3 days later raised by God from the dead, and in whose name healing had come to the lame man. Peter invited his listeners to turn from their sinful ways and receive forgiveness through Jesus, the Messiah. By this time, the temple authorities, alerted to the gathering of a huge crowd which might become unruly, arrived. And hearing Peter claim that on the authority of Jesus, there is a resurrection of the dead. They arrested the two disciples and the man who had been lame and put them in prison for the night. their overnight stay in the high priest's prison did not dampen the disciples' desire to share the good news of Jesus. When they were brought from the prison the next day to be tried by the Sanhedrin, the supreme court of the nation, Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, gave a bold explanation of how the lame man had been healed. He closed his speech by saying, "The lame man was healed in the name and power of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the man you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead. There is salvation in no one else. There is no other name in all heaven for people to call on to save them." Our reading today ends at this point. I invite you to read Acts chapter 4, verse 13 to 31, to hear the rest of the story. The willingness of the disciples to put their lives on the line in order to share the message of God's love for all people, as revealed in the life, death, and resurrection of Christ Jesus, has inspired people during the last 2,000 years. People like St. George, people like you and me, to boldly share the good news in word and deed when the opportunity has arisen. We may encounter dragons in the form of prejudice, gossip, hate. We may be called to confront worldly powers representing wealth, privilege, ignorance. At such moments, let us pray. Lord Jesus, help me to be true to you. Then, filled with the Holy Spirit and wearing the armor God gives us, let us go forward following Jesus, our Lord and our God. May the example of the disciples and all the saints inspire us to continue walking faithfully in the way of Jesus Christ. Amen.